What happened to all the orcs after the Lord of the Rings? Did Aragorn kill them all, even the little baby orcs in their crypts, as George R. R. Martin has suggested? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we cover The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire, and other great fantasy books and TV shows. Welcome. George R. R. Martin loves J.R.R. Tolkien. He rereads The Lord of the Rings regularly and often calls him the greatest fantasy writer of all time. But that doesn't mean that he has no quibbles with the story or world-building. And a few times, he's gone on record with them. In particular, there's this. What about all these orcs? By the end of the war, Sauron is gone, but all of the orcs aren't gone. They're in the mountains. Did Aragorn pursue a policy of systematic genocide and kill them, even the little baby orcs in their little orc cradles? And in tackling this, I suppose we need to get a couple of quick clarifications out of the way first. Yes, baby orcs existed. Tolkien told us in the Silmarillion that they multiplied in the manner of the children of Iluvatar. And yes, there is a moral question here. Tolkien was categorical about the fact that his orcs weren't irredeemable. So this isn't just a matter of pest control, as it were. That out of the way, let's see what happened to all those orcs after Sauron's fall. And let's start by skipping forward a couple of hundred years to Tolkien's unfinished sequel to The Lord of the Rings. Well, unfinished is probably a bit of an overstatement. He got about 13 pages in before abandoning it. I did a video on it recently, if you're interested. Anyway, in that story, The New Shadow, it's very clear that in Gondor at least, and the areas close to Gondor, suggesting the area that was once Mordor, orcs are no more. They are figures of ancient history. They have vanished from the landscape to the extent that most people alive have never experienced the threat of the orcs. Children play pretending to be orcs. While Sauron ruled in Mordor, there were, well, we don't know exact numbers, but surely hundreds of thousands of orcs based on the numbers he could spare to be in his army. These were dominated by Sauron. He controlled them and they feared him. It went deeper than just the control of a dictator. They were dependent on him, to such an extent that when Sauron was defeated, we read that this happened. As when death smites the swollen, brooding thing that inhabits their crawling hill and holds them all in sway, ants will wander witless and purposeless and then feebly die. So the creatures of Sauron, orc or troll or beast spell-enslaved, ran hither and thither mindless, and some slew themselves or cast themselves in pits, or fled wailing back to hide in holes and dark, lightless places far from hope. So such was Sauron's control over the orcs that when he fell, many of them wandered witless and purposeless and then feebly died. In other words, amid the cataclysmic events that immediately followed the ring's destruction, Mount Doom exploding, the ringwraiths destroyed, Sauron's power broken, thousands of orcs killed themselves, or were killed by other orcs, or the Army of the West in the aftermath of the battle. Some, though, went and hid in hard-to-find places. We'll come back to them. Because when we read about the aftermath of the Battle of Morannon, one of the noticeable things is that there are very few real mentions of orcs. We read that some of the Army of the West laboured and fought much with the remnants of the Easterlings and Southrons until all were subdued. The Easterlings and the Southrons were humans, not orcs. We also read that the army destroyed the fortresses in the north of Mordor, seemingly without any significant opposition, and that the human slaves around Mordor were given the lands around Lake Nernan, in other words, South Mordor, but there's not even a passing reference to any orcs needing to be cleared out first. So the orcs around Mordor seem to have been destroyed or disappeared as a direct result of Sauron's downfall, or its immediate aftermath, not by later purges by Aragorn. We do read that Aragorn and Éomer and their armies set off on a few military expeditions in the years or decades that followed to the south and east, and Faramir, we're told, would have many duties in rehabilitating the lost territory and clearing it of outlaws and orc remnants. But hang on, you might be saying. The orcs around Mordor were not the only orcs. What happened to the others? Well, there were orcs in Mirkwood, based in Dol Guldur. It happened largely off-page, but the elves of Lothlorien under Celeborn and North Mirkwood under Thranduil destroyed them. We're told that they cleansed the wood in its entirety, so no more orcs in Mirkwood. The orcs or goblins under the Misty Mountains are a slightly different case, because they were for a long time not under the direct control of Sauron. Indeed, by the time of the War of the Ring, many seem to have been reporting to Saruman. And of course, Saruman created some Uruk-hai of his own, gathering a large force at Isengard that went to the Battle of the Hornburg. They were, we're told, destroyed by some Huorns who arrived, sealing off the exit to the valley, which leaves the remainder in Moria and the Misty Mountains. Durin the Seventh of the Longbeards and his dwarven army retook Moria a little way into the Fourth Age, so soon they were gone too. So what does all of that add up to? Lots of orcs died in the War of the Ring. Many of the orcs of Mordor appear to have ended themselves after Sauron's downfall. Those in Mirkwood were rooted out by the elves, and those in Moria by the dwarves. But what about those hidden orcs? What I mean by that are those down in Mordor who fled wailing back to hide in holes and dark, lightless places far from hope. And also the orc women, and presumably orc babies who weren't on the front line. Tolkien wrote in one of his letters that there must have been orc women, but in stories that seldom, if ever, see the orcs except as soldiers of armies in the service of the evil lords, we naturally would not learn much about their lives. Not much was known. What happened to them? Well, I suspect that some of them were indeed rounded up and shown little mercy by Aragorn's forces in the immediate aftermath of the war, as I think probably happened in Mirkwood, which was cleansed of its orc and evil presence. Obviously, the modern usage of the word cleanse in this context slightly clouds the issue, but I also think that we shouldn't shy away from the fact that the elves definitely did kill all the orcs that they found. I suspect similar things happened when the dwarves retook Khazad-dûm under Durin the Seventh. But I also suspect that there is another layer here that we should consider. We already noted how the orcs of Mordor, and probably those in Mirkwood, were absolutely under the psychological and no doubt magical control of Sauron, to the extent that when he perished, many of them just gave up and died in various ways. Those in Sauron's army who didn't went to dark places, far from hope. What might life have been like for those orcs who survived, far from hope? I think all the evidence suggests that they would have fought amongst themselves. Just think about how often they do that in the story. The orcs that took Merry and Pippin and the orcs of Cirith Ungol are just the two most obvious examples when they were under Sauron's influence. In the absence of a controlling influence from Sauron and presence of an outside threat and hope, any restraint would be taken away. Many of those orcs of Mordor would have killed each other, and probably their young too. So did Aragorn kill all the baby orcs? Well, not just Aragorn, Galadriel and Celeborn and Durin too. We may have insight into Tolkien's theological ponderings about whether orcs could be redeemed, but there's no reason to think that his characters in-world had the same thoughts or qualms. But that said, of all the great and the good in Middle-earth, Aragorn probably comes off best in this, because the orcs he was dealing with were mostly under the control of Sauron, so a large proportion ended their own lives in the immediate aftermath of the war, and of those who survived, probably many more killed each other. Faramir, who reported to Aragorn, definitely cleared away orc remnants, and I think we know what that is code for, and Aragorn and Imrahil ranged further east and south to subdue other foes, potentially also including orcs. But to be honest, Tolkien is quite silent on the details here. We have no record of an order from him concerning orc babies. Absence of evidence is, of course, far from evidence of absence, but Tolkien would probably point us to the fact that Aragorn was a good king who ruled wisely. We don't know the details, so we have to trust that any orders he did give in this regard were wise. Which I guess is probably the point George R.R. Martin was trying to make in the first place. Tolkien's world is so immersive that when we get to somewhere where there isn't clear information, such as Aragorn's rule after the main story ends, it is frustrating. And ultimately, if Tolkien thought about it at all, he left it for us to decide for ourselves. So, what do you think? Did Aragorn kill all the baby orcs, or not? Let me know in the comments below. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos like this, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.